Okay, as you're all getting situated here, let me introduce our next speaker and our next topic. Our next topic will be the identification of salt stress responsive ESTs from red fescue and perennial ryegrass using PCR-based cDNA subtraction. Our speaker will be Sanal Kumar Krishnan and co-author Rebecca Nelson Brown.
Good morning, everyone. My topic today is identification of salt stress responsive ESTs from red fescue and perennial ryegrass using PCR-based cDNA subtraction. Coming to introduction, salinity stress have a severe impact on the growth and development of the plant. It leads to the closure of the stomata and thereby leading to reduction in the photosynthesis. Osmotic stress starts to appear whenever the root zone salinity is improved above a threshold level. The shoot growth reduces drastically. The emerging leaves and the lateral buds either go dormant or their growth is slowed down. Ionic stress have direct impact on the older leaves. It leads to the senescence of the older leaves, causes chlorotic and necrotic patches in the mature leaves. It causes disruption in the metabolic activities and the enzymatic activity of the cell. Coming to the express sequence tag, let us see what are the express sequence tags. They are usually large-scale sequences that are randomly picked from the cDNA library and are constructed from the mRNA. They usually ID and map the specific genes from which the mRNA is being obtained. Usually they are 200 to 300 base pair sequences, which can be used to find similar sequences in the protein or DNA database. Usually they represent a snapshot of gene expression of a particular tissue or development stage or a particular biotic or abiotic stress condition. So they are mostly useful in designing microarrays. Let's see what are the advantages of a subtraction library. So this is a powerful cloning technique whereby two populations of mRNA are being compared, and the genes, clones of genes which are expressed in one population are being subtracted, which are not induced in the other population. Here we can selectively amplify target cDNA fragments and suppress non-target DNA amplification. So the sequences that are common to both the population can be removed out using this method. So our objective was to isolate and analyze the differentially expressed salt responsive ESTs from Loelium perennae and Festuca rubra accessions. So coming to material and methods, we constructed four cDNA libraries, two each from Loelium perennae and Festuca rubra. A salt-tolerant library was made from the salt-tolerant accession, and a sensitive library was made from a salt-sensitive accession. These accessions were chosen based on a salt screening trial conducted in a greenhouse study way back in 2007 in University of Rhode Island. So here, the salt-treated accession will be considered as the tester, and for the control, it will be the untreated ones, and it will be considered as the driver. So considering the salt treatments, 2 months old seedlings of Loelium perennae were treated with 10,000 milligram per liter of NaCl for 2 weeks. Festuca rubra, 7,500 milligram of NaCl for 2 weeks. So the controls for each of the accessions were kept and no salt treatment were applied to them. Let's see in brief what are the steps in the construction of an EST library, kind of subtractive EST library. Here mRNA is being isolated from the total RNA, and the next step is the construction of a cDNA. Here the cDNA is constructed, then it is digested with the RSA restriction enzyme. The adapter is being ligated only to the tester population and not to the driver population. So the hybridization steps remove the mRNA, the transcripts that are common to both the sequences, the driver and the tester. And in the PCR step, we differentially amplify only the transcript that are being developed in the tester population. After the PCR product is being cloned into a vector, then transformed into E. coli and multiplied, and it's being isolated and purified, and it's being sequenced, and the homology search is being made in the NCBI database. Coming to the details in the sequencing and BLAST, we have sequenced 5 plates for each library, a total of 20 plates. We could not get any results from the Loelium perennae sensitive accession, so it will not be discussed further. Here, the sequence were searched for the quality parameters using the laser gene software. the vector were removed and the conics were aligned. So we did a blast search, a nucleotide blast search, in the Express SequenceSeq database for finding similar genes in the Poaceae family. Coming to the results, the ESGs from Lolium perinate tolerant accessions were being categorized according to their function. We can see the stress response, 18% of the ESGs were related to stress response genes, metabolism 34, photosynthesis 11, signal transduction 7, transport 6, transcription 7, protein degradation and folding 9%, and unknown here is the 8%. We could not get any hits in that section. Coming to the Festuca rubra tolerant accession library, again the ESGs were classified based on their function. Here, stress response genes were 12%, metabolism 23%, photosynthesis 24%, signal transduction 6%, transport 4%, protein degradation 2%. Here, the unknown, we got the highest category of ESGs, 29%. Coming to Festuca rubra sensitive accession library, again, the pattern repeats here also. Stress response genes 18%, metabolism 27%, photosynthesis 16%, signal transduction 2%, protein degradation and folding 2%, transcription 2%, and here also the unknown sequences were the highest category, 31%. While comparing the two libraries of Festuca rubra tolerant and sensitive library, we have chosen to compare the stress responsive genes that are specifically produced due to the salt treatment and copy numbers. Here we can see in the two sections that the two genes are common in two categories. The heat shock protein and catalase is common for the two accessions, two libraries. Catalase is a class of genes that are involved in antioxidant properties. It usually converts hydrogen peroxide into oxygen and water. Hydrogen peroxide is harmful to the cell, so its basic function is an antioxidant. SOD is another antioxidant. MEK plays a major role in signal transduction pathway in salt tolerance. PEP carboxylase and RSW are found to be involved in the abiotic stress tolerance of plants. And again, carbonic anhydrase is another gene which are involved in the abiotic stress, and ABA deficient one also. For comparing the Lolium perinate tolerant library versus Festuca rubra tolerant one, we found major differences. The number of transcript genes were found to be more in Lolium perinate compared to Festuca rubra. Three genes were found to be similar in both the categories, SOD, HSP, PEP carboxylase. Here we can see that P5CS proline synthesis gene has been produced in a higher transcript numbers. This gene is involved in, it's a compatible solute and involved in charge balancing and protect this protein from reactive oxygen species. Here, cysteine proteinase is also found to be higher in copy number. The overexpression of cysteine proteinase has found to increase significantly the salt tolerance ability of transgenic yeast and Arabidopsis. The RSW, MEK, and catalase already we have discussed. So here we compared the Lolium perinae, our Lolium perinae library, with the other two, Lolium germinalium and Puccinellia tenuifolia EST sequences that have been, the work has been done before and the results have been already published. Here we are, based on the results, the number of the treatment duration has been given as 20 hours for Lolium germinalium and 48 hours for Puccinellia tenuifolia. So our library was being treated for 2 weeks for the salt stress ESTs. Here we can see that the results are comparable. For the time duration, we could get transcript even after 2 weeks of salt tolerance. Normally, to contrary to the results, that the number of transcripts come down after a few hours of treatment. Here, salt stress responsive ESGs, we can see the 18.4 in Lolium perinae compared to 22.1% in Lolium germinalium and Puccinellia tenuifolia. Coming to conclusion, we can see that salt stress responsive transcripts were found even after 2 weeks of NaCl treatment. So a large number of ESGs were found with unknown function in the Festuca, both the Festuca rubra tolerant and sensitive library. This may be because it could be that it contains novel genes that are involved in salt tolerance of the crop. So we identified a number of genes that play important role in the salt tolerance of the crop. They are plasma membrane H+ ATPS, potassium outward channel, CBL interacting protein kinase, superoxide dismutase, P5CS and HSP. All these genes have been found to increase significantly the salt tolerance abilities of transgenic crops, especially Arabidopsis. So this can be used in Festuca and Lolium perennae for developing transgenic crops. And also it can be used as robust molecular markers for making QTL libraries, QTL mapping and genetic map. Thank you. That's the PA accessions from the National Germplasm Depository.
But what was it? Was it chewing, strong creeper, slender creeper?
Slender creeper.
So why did you use a lower level of salt with the slender creeper than the cranial?
Because previously, we did a salt screening study in 2007. We have determined the salt level of that accession. In 2007, it was showing symptoms starting from 7,500 ppm. So that's why we used.
What was your salt? What kind of salt did you use?
Sodium chloride.
Have you ever tried with adding calcium into that?
No. Yep, that has to be looked into.
And if you're using a lower salt concentration, but you think you might be looking at a difference in osmotic effect rather than just salinity?
Yeah, that's why we increased to 2 weeks rather than a few hours of treatment.
Okay.